So, welcome to No Shame, episode 42. We have this Drabanable on this weekend. So, young kid that we've known for a long, long time. You probably start coming down 13 years of age.
13, 14, yeah.
13 years of age, sucking you in the mouth and there's nothing you can do about it. No, when James was coming down, I know him a long, long time. Yeah, it's like, you're fucking in there, man, you. Yeah, but a good little time. But look, James is a superstar now, so started off as a 13-year-old, and now he's a superstar. And what we're going to do on this episode of No Shame is we're going to bounce through between them years. Bit of crack that we had in Iceland, bit of crack we've had along the way, and even at the Dublin show, only the other day, someone tagged that picture of you.
Is that in the crowd? Yeah, screaming.
It was a great picture of James, right? At the Dublin show, yeah. The UFC Dublin. The camera comes by, and everyone's gone mental, and it's just James.
That's a cracker, isn't it?
It is a cracker,
isn't
it?
It's a cracker.
So, I'll let you start it off. So, how's life been now? It has to be a bit crazy now.
It is. It's just a bit, you know what I mean, when you're sitting back and actually like looking at it for what it is, it's a bit weird, but I'm just in my little zone, do you know what I mean? I'm just floating around and just don't pay any attention to that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know yourself as well, the way it is, and you just keep doing you and don't let anything else come in the way. And you know what I mean? Because it's all that outside stuff, it's nice and it's all good and all, but it doesn't actually matter.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Especially in the game that we're in, do you know what I mean? You need to be in the game.
Selfish is the
thing. You have to be in the game and then selfish in it. And it's nice and all. Everyone though thinks, oh, you're coming up. Everyone's like, oh, you're becoming a superstar or whatever. But you can't focus on that stuff.
No. Is it true when they say, beware of what you wish for, Cookie?
Exactly. And when you get there and you're sitting back and you're going, is that really what I want?
Oh, yeah. I was only having that conversation yesterday about, and Nate was saying to me, one of the guys, like, what was it like the first time? And I was like, it was actually a bit scary, like, trying to get a cup of tea in the fucking Tree Arena, and I was bombarded. The first time that ever happened to you, like, so I know that Strabane is like that all the time. So Strabane, little town, just on the edge of Northern Ireland, I would know it well, it's a savage little spot, fighting town of Strabane, the Strabane.
That's a great place, so it is, but I'm a... Since I've been like,
you'd be famous there, like, so outside there, what was the worst one, but what was the moment where you were like, shit, this is crazy?
Probably the time that I was meant to fight in the Tree Arena.
Oh, yeah.
And I got injured. I hurt my knee. But I still showed up to the event.
Oh, that was when you and Kiefer and...
We went together. And I swear to God, it must have been the whole, like, as I walked in, the whole stands just stood up. I was like, go on, Jim. I was like, stand up. And I was like, it's all well and good knowing you're fighting and stuff. You know that there's going to be people there coming to support you. But I wasn't fighting. I was just in as a fan. They watched the boys fight. And everyone was like, there must have been about over like a few hundred people lined up to get pictures. And I was like, wow. Do you know what I mean? And the sweat was dripping off my head. I was standing there going, holy fuck, this is mad.
That's graft.
Do you know what I mean?
It?
And you're just trying to, you know, speak to everyone and be, you know, high energy and like speak to everyone. And it was just different. I was like, wow, this is a bit mad. You know what I mean? People were actually like coming here. Just people were coming saying, oh, I just came from like New York. They come and watch you fight. Do you know what I mean? And you're sitting there going, wow, this person from New York knows who I am. Just came to watch me do something that I love.
Really? I think after a little while, kind of like a separation between, I won't say ordinary guys. I'll actually go off the subject with this. I was only saying this last night as well. I'm watching a thing. Well, I'm not watching a thing. She goes asleep and I end up watching it, right? It's called 98 Day Fiancé, right? And I mean, it's about people that go away to different countries, right, James? And they marry people that they don't really know, right? But it shows you, the people on the outside, if the people that I was looking at, like, are just these people that you could sell them anything. Yeah. And when the people are walking through the door, like, it's like kind of like catfish. They don't know whether they know them or not. And like, you can tell with looking at their face, like, Popeye could walk through that door and not be the picture of your woman. And the brain is set where it's just like, no, this person is who we need. This is the love of my life. This is... So he kind of set that brain in a way.
That kind of...
That obsessed with this person. And they don't even know them, they don't. So, I obviously say, is it a weird thing on the other side when somebody gets obsessed with... Like, with people, if you must. Like, imagine being that person, is what I'm trying to say.
Because it's me, like, I'm not like a people, like... Do you know what I mean? I've fucking met loads of different celebrities and stuff, and I respect everything to do, but I'm not that kind of, I would take more inspiration from my next door neighbour.
Yeah.
just making it to the headline in the local paper doing something.
Not the Tyrone team though. Yeah. You're not talking about the guy team though, aren't you?
He smoked us at the weekend.
I was just making it. He's made it.
Yeah.
He's made it. Yeah. The boys are professional athletes. You know what I mean? So.
No, it was a good side.
And they have coppers, man, so they have the best session place going as well.
But
I know, so you're getting the inspiration. Look, we've never, been attached to
like the guys in the Tyrone team. Do you know what I mean? I would, like, people I came from school with, like Cal McShane, he plays in the Tyrone team. I went to school with
him. He was tough as fucking school, was he?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Big like, hands on
just, they're just solid, do you know what I mean? They don't look, they're not like big rip guns or them, but they're just, you just know they look at them. Don't fuck with it. Do you know what I mean? Come from just a bit outside of the town and stuff, and you just know that. Start them. I might train a bit of fighting and stuff. But you fuck with him, you're getting your head caved in.
That motherfucker hit you in the headlock. You're not getting out.
You're getting it.
Yeah, big potato picking hands.
Yeah. Like shovel hands. 100%.
Because then even the Dublin team, the boys they be popping in now. I think they're kind of like they're rural tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just have that inside.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They have there's kind of like that. There's a country tough, but now there's like a kind of like a concrete tough. If you must.
Yeah.
Guys, there's guys in the inner city growing up in flat complexes now. And then bouncing out and winning All Ireland.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it, because some people, when we say it to them, so the All what we're talking about here is the All Ireland final, if you don't know. Dublin have won it 4 times. You know, we're really killing it. 4 times in a row, sorry, in a row, shall I say. How many times has Tyrone ever won it?
They've won it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, and Tyrone is this little town up the north.
Oh, it's tiny.
It's
up
a tiny
there,
little town. But the whole country comes together. We celebrate it together, but we always win it, so which is awesome. But you've got your other list that are playing like for nothing. Like, could you imagine
for free.
For free like, in
not,
a way.
Not even getting just a bike at the mileage of the car cost.
And you know the worst part about that is a lot of them get as much of what we're just talking about here, a lot of that kind of attention.
Yeah.
Of that, like the hard work stuff that you're on about, because people like, it's great when people get pictures with you and all. Yeah, it is. Like,
it is.
It's a great feeling. Do you know what? Do you know what happened to me yesterday? Some woman got me to the car park, one of our kids' friends with me, and she was bawling. And like, that was hard. And she's like, "See, me kid has changed. Like, you don't know what this has happened and that has happened." And she's like, "We know what happened. Like, I know, missus. It's okay. Come here and give me a hug." Because I know, because I know what jiu-jitsu does for people, and I know what training does
it's
for people.
It's a bit scary, though, isn't
but,
it?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's scary. It never gets to a situation where it's like, that's normal.
Yeah, especially for me. Like, I'm only like 21. Do you know what
that
I mean?
That as well. That's
when I go back up home.
21 James as well, by the way.
When I go back up home, they like, no, I'm staying with my man and stuff. And then you get people like, they know where I live. So they just knock up to my door. And then their daughters would be just standing at the door crying. And you're just standing there going like, love, like, don't cry, just come in and have a cup of tea or something.
Come
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just come in and have a chat. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no need to cry. I'm just, do you know what I mean? I'm just normal.
Just
like,
lovely, yeah.
Yeah, just come in and have a cup of tea.
The dad's like, giving an oil jam.
Jason
looked this to his mom when all these girls are knocking up to the doors. Is that one of the normal ones? Is that one of your son, Jem? Dog gets close, Jem. Me and his dog were out partying 7 months ago.
I keep on. No, I realised long ago, probably there is no normal ones.
Well, I say Andy has a lever at the door. Jim,
look at that.
What about this one? Leave her down. Boom. Pulls the lever. Through the floor down there. Into the basement.
But
that has to be a weird little situation. But you can imagine what the guy lads are like.
You know
not getting
I mean?
Paid. And as you said it there, sweat coming down. The energy it takes from you. Because it is a little, like, people are like, that fucking picture. So people on the, like, I would have said the same thing. The pictures, sure look.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
They own 100 pictures and have 100 conversations.
Oh, it's hard, do you know what I mean? And I would never turn down a picture from anyone because, you know, but they're the people that come to support you and they deserve it.
Yes.
They deserve it for the hard work that they put in to support you, do you know what I mean? So you'll never turn it down. You have to graft in that situation the way that they have grafted your whole career.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You have to be thankful for them.
100%.
And that's the thing.
The gratefulness.
Do you know what I mean? That's the gratefulness where you just shake their hand. And a lot of people, I see a lot of people, they get pictures and they're just like, oh, I'll get a picture. But I always stop and like ask someone, oh, like, what's your name? Do you know what I mean? Just make it a bit
personal.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's just, you just have to make, you know what I mean? Make it like thank them for it because the end of the day, you wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for them.
No, and you're, and it, it's a mad situation for people to be able to take any sort of energy or have any sort of admiration for that. And as I said as well, people forget this about you. You're 21. So what I'm saying, James, I put a comment on your yoke when after your last fight, and I was like, because I was watching what people were saying to you and all. Well, we won't go into that at the end.
Yeah.
I was watching what people were saying to you and all, and I was like, he's 24, man. I can look out my window now and see people older than him drinking cans in the field somewhere. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, people forget that. And the worst thing is about it, right? You probably have, like, sometimes older men, 30-year-old, like me. Will you relax? He could be your son.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? No.
And especially when you get people to your face. You know, if you're, see, like, after the match there, when I was at the match at the weekend, or when you go out with the boys after the match, grown men coming up in a slobby mess, you know what I mean? Come up and trying to say, oh, you should have been doing this, you should have been doing that.
Slavering.
Slavering. Slavering. Slavering. Slavering. So, but then you're just looking at him and, like, obviously I wouldn't be getting in no, like, hassle or nothing outside, but you're looking at him going, I could just upend you in a blink. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're old enough to be me, da. You haven't been very successful at all. Do you know what I mean? You've been doing the same thing for the last 20 years, doing your thing, and that's fine.
Breastfeeding a point.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And that's fine. Like, I wouldn't criticise anyone for doing that. If that's what you want to do, then fair play to you. Wish you all the best with it. But when you go to critique someone else for doing something on a much higher scale.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Then it's like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Do you know what I mean? You should just maybe, just if you have nothing good to say, just keep your mouth shut. I'm not going to go and tell you what to do. No, do you know what I mean? It's just not me, because I know how hard it is to actually do stuff. Even though if it's small, it's still fucking hard to get up in the morning and go, right, I'm going to do this. Do you know what I mean? And if someone can do that, say, like, if it is someone who goes to the bar every day for a drink and he gets up one day and goes, well, I'm not going to go to the bar today, that's a hard move to make.
Yes.
Definitely. Do you know what I mean? But they don't realise the hard moves that I had to make. Get up, go training, come back, go training again, make way, step up, put it all on the line, then step back out there and fight in front of, like, millions of people watching. They don't realise how big of a move that is to get there, and then they feel like they can come and, like, say this kind of thing to you. But it's the life you choose, isn't it?
I think that's what you're saying, that to be careful what you wish for, I think. Because some people I know that say, I would meet now, and If you give them all in a day, it would ruin them.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, you just know that the power almost, but they'd run away with it. They'd literally, like people, they'd be like saying to me, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And in the way of everything they're saying, I'm saying, like, if you were doing that, nobody would probably talk to you in a way, because it's snaky and it's sly. But people don't see that.
Yeah.
Some people only see, like, yeah, but, like, you'll be huge, though. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, but, like,
it's not really,
you're doing your own thing, and you're happy, and your pride and all of that stuff stays there as well.
Yeah.
So before we even get into bleeding fighting, reel back to, like, little, because I remember the first time I seen you, right? It was fucking mental. We were driving through Stranraer, right? And
I remember this day.
You remember this day? And I was saying, it wasn't the first time I'd seen you. I'd met you before. I seen you fighting, right? And I think you told in at this time.
Yeah, it's right? 30.
And we're driving through Stranraer, and we're stopped, and I thought it was like a police checkpoint or something. No, there's two lads out in the middle of the road, 3 o'clock in the day. I think I'm sold this story on this street.
No.
Dish, 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 boxing the head off each other. And the boys have stopped the traffic.
There's no car.
Boys, we out in the middle. And the two lads are punching the head.
Better fair play.
Traffic them all. No one even beeping. The boys are having a fight when you stop it. You
there's
know
a big
mean?
Wedding, though.
But yeah, that's what it was. A wedding. We're sitting there and we were like,
this is me first, that was my first fight.
That was my debut. That was mad that I seen that. I'm delighted that
I
seen it.
So was thinking, were you fighting that night?
No, I tell you,
Chris was fighting.
Chris Fields was fighting.
Chris was fighting.
And he didn't even fit in the, he wouldn't even fit
bit
in the
cage.
Chris Fields is like 7 foot. And this thing is like, I don't know how he got this cage in here. Do you know what I mean? It looks like they planted it and it grew into the room because I don't know how he got it in the fucking room.
It was tiny, wasn't it?
Chris Fields, like, if he had got lifted up, he would have broke his neck. He would have went to the stadium, you know what I mean? This was in like a little dinky pub. So we got to the venue and all, and it was pure Northern Ireland, and I loved it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were going around, you could just see everyone scald. You know what I mean? That we don't know. Had that vibe.
That was deadly, St. Pat's Hall.
St. Pat's Hall. That's a hall.
St. Pat's Hall.
Yeah, like, up lost the head of the in St. Pat's Hall. In every way. Down the back of it. And then, when he's in it. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this young flit, and he had his hair dyed red, because obviously you know what gingers are. Awesome.
Yeah.
But he had his hair dyed red, and he screeches out the car. And then you were in there. And you actually had a knock.
Oh, yeah. Because
that was a good little scrap as well.
He's a good scrapper.
Look, it wasn't a roll, it was a back and forward.
No, it was back and forward. You got clipped and got pitted to me. But
you remind me so much of the amount of lads that, like, lads that I see now, that I have now. Lads that are younger. Like, and lads talk about, like, do you know James? And all, you'd be like, yeah. Like, but to me, you become like a little brother in a way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, it's not that big of a thing. It's
I won't say nobody's that big of a thing, because everyone is, and it's great to see everyone. So, but it's always like,
yeah, but it's the normal.
You from the eye of but that's, it's James. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? And like, and same thing with Connor. Like, it's Connor. Like, some people are like, oh my god, like, if you actually, like, sat in a room with him.
Yeah, but then when you get, like, other 13-year-olds who feel, like, in the same position that want to fight, knowing they're 13.
Exactly.
They're like, but he done that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I want to do that.
Imagine having the blueprint of that. Like, and not only that, at that age, I know the guy that came out that door to fight that night, you would be wanting to fight that guy that's already there.
Yeah,
it's not like, well, I want to go up there, but then he's scary.
No.
You have to have some sort of kind of rocket up your arse that kind of just
shoot you on.
And you don't get time to look left, and you don't get time to look right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was a mad little night, that was. One of the many trips up there.
That was nuts. I would love to be Billy fighting that place again. St.
Pat's Hall. Oh, did you get on it?
Get a book. Get Belter back over.
That would be mad, though.
That would be nuts.
I don't want to be like now.
300 people, but
but the smell of that alcohol and all that.
That place is fucking older than me and you both, buddy.
The
priest and all came over, and Father Bowen came over and blessed me and all before. He's all no more. They just know me as well, but bust his chops. Get in them.
The priests up that side of the bar are the best priests. You can hang your jacket on them boys. You know what I mean? Had to be like after that, the day after that, everyone else, the dust settles. Like, you wake up in Slaban, all of a sudden, your energy or your actions are now matching what your energy is, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then
that had to be mental. Were you a superstar in your head then? Because you're 14 year old waking up after.
Yeah, but I was always like that, you know what I mean? I'm going to be the best. I'm always going to be the best. But when I started getting the boy 14 or 15, is when I started getting anyone I met, they were going, you're the next superstar. Do you know what I mean? And I've been getting called that since I'm 14.
That used to worry me sometimes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And that's even not, and it didn't then, but now when I think back at it, now that I've matured and became myself and become a man as such, I look back and I'd be like, that's mad. That could have fucked me up.
I remember being worried for you at that time I think at that time as well, I was the only one out of all of us that had a kid.
Yeah.
So I had a kid at 19.
Yeah.
So we could, not that I had the maturity, but
yeah, you had to make sure quick and become a man quick.
I had
quick.
Parental head of, like, I remember looking, saying, like.
Fuck. Yeah, she had a different outlook.
Yeah, well, because I was thinking of my own kid as well, like, you know what I mean? And I was like, but you have to be careful how you kind of talk to a kid as well, because
it just goes to your head, do you know what I mean?
And that's the worst, and the worst thing is, it blows up.
Yeah.
But the idea is, if it doesn't get to where, like, successful, where you have been, where you've made money, where you've done something like that, and it blows up and no one notices it, could be very detrimental for you.
Very bad, do you know what I mean? And all that, you know what I mean? You're feeling like I haven't done nothing, I'm just here. And everyone's thinking I'm going to be the next superstar. Do you know what I mean? That's a heavy thing to be on, but you have to go with, and that's why I can deal with the loss so good, is because everyone's been calling me like a superstar, like, since I'm being 14. And I knew back then, as if I let this go to my head, I'm done. Do you know Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm never going to amount to anything.
And your dad as well would have been.
Do you know what I mean? And we had a good family and stuff around me, and they keep me grounded and know that no matter what, and especially come to SBG, because you know, no matter how big of a superstar you go in there, you get a quick reality check. Like,
let me tell you something.
Do you know what I mean? Some, you know, there's people there who no one even knows, and you go in and they'll just up and Gianna blink. You're like, no one even knows who he is. And he can upend you. Not only do you got loads of superstar fighters who would just upend you, but you got people who no one have a clue who you are. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think that was a certain kind of pace at that time as well? Because I definitely do think that.
What do you mean?
At that time, there was a certain group of fighters. Certain pace of, like, up the north, they'd be like if you were to say, look, I'm training with the boys, they'd be like, you're training with me.
Yeah.
And they'd nearly be able to ring off the lineup.
Do you know what I mean? It was you fighting, there was Connor fighting, Chris, there was a load of people.
Chris up at that time.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone was up. Remember me, you, Connor. Wasn't it fighting in Derry? Philip McPeter was on it as well.
That was a mad.
Artem was on it as well, I think.
Artem was on it. And as I said, something you said to me there, even before we started, like, it's deadly seeing some of the boys on it. We love that as well, because, and you're saying, look, some of the stuff about the boys, I wouldn't even know. Me either.
Do you know what I mean?
Spend all these years with them and rushing along, and it does take a little, it's nice sometimes to sit down and say,
just look back a little bit.
All you realise is, look, you're surrounded and you're packed in by solid dudes.
Solid, yeah.
Not only solid isn't fighting, but solid mentality.
Backgrounds as well.
You know that they have your back, like, what I'm saying about looking after you.
And that's what I had, do you know what I mean? I was lucky they had all these boys and all coming up. Keep you grounded, because I could have just easily went, do you know what I mean? And I was always like, I feel like everyone's all, you're like cocky, you're cocky, and I was like, I was worse back then. I was like, everyone's like, oh, do you know what I mean?
You want to fucking see him?
Do you know what I mean? I was generally like more, I was probably arrogant back then. I'm not arrogant anymore, I'm still cocky, but I'm not arrogant anymore.
At that age, as I said, as a kid, he weasened, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
At that, like, because you were a kid. You're still, I won't say you still are a kid, because that makes me ancient. But you're still very young.
Do you know what I mean? When you're at school and all, and everyone's like, oh, you're up training me, you know, in Dublin and SBG and stuff, and no one really, because there was no one like famous, do you know what I mean? Everyone was locally.
So Shaban would have had the home to what of,
yeah,
like,
do you know what I mean? They knew
there's something coming,
and it was just that brew, and everyone was getting behind me, and everyone was, do you know what I mean? You obviously had people like pulling you off as well, but everyone was just, oh, you're going to be the next superstar, you're going to be this. And then by the time then we went to Iceland and started training and stuff, and it was like, he's going to the Icelandic train, do you know what I mean? It was like a big thing.
It was a big thing back then, and I'd be like,
it's a big
still
thing,
a big motherfucking thing. Especially for a kid that your age, Iceland to train.
Do you know what I mean? Just getting up and bouncing over, leaving school and stuff, and just bouncing over. And it's a bit, everyone was like, big pushing. And I could have just meant back then, and be like, I'm a superstar here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But the thing that always kept me grounded, and it's still what is keeps me grounded, is because I've seen so many people. There's like a good friend of me dad's who could have played, he played for all the big football teams, Gigi Kearney, and he was like, everyone back home like respects him. He had went to like Man United and like all these different things, and then he turned back to the drink when he was, do you know what I mean, young, like my age kind of now, playing football, high level football, started earning a few quid or whatever playing football, and turned back to the drink. And it could have made it. Do you know what I mean? And that's my thing. I don't care if I don't make it. Do you know what I mean?
I won't say you kind of have made it, but you have made it in the
Do you know what I mean? You could say that.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, to be, like, come world champion is like, if I try give it everything and I don't, well, then that's life. You suck that up and you get on with it. But for the point of me, I'm trying to say is, like, if I say no, if I look back and, like, when I get to, like, 30 years old and be like, I could have done that.
Yeah,
that's that there would eat me alive, do you know what I mean? So what I've said to myself, no matter what happens, if I get to a point where, like, well, I tried and it didn't work out, then I'm happy for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets, do you know what I mean? I give it everything, I give it my all. I'm not going to be the fella sitting in the bar and going, if I had done that, I could have been that.
That's a scary vision.
That's a scary one, because I've seen so many people that were at a high level in whatever they were doing that are saying these things to me. And I'm looking at it going, that's the last thing I want to do. As I said, I don't care if I don't amount to anything, but I'm definitely not mounting that I could have been. Do you know what I mean? That's a scary one.
You want to be telling the stories of, like, this is what it was like.
Yeah.
This is what I did. This is what, and telling them where they still give you that little glint in your eye and that little excitement.
Exactly.
You don't want to tell a story, because there is two ways, and you're right, there is the bar, that front line of the bar flies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That are like knocking on the shutters. Fuck's sake, you know what I mean? Shutter knockers. But the idea is, there is guys like that that they should have, they could have, and it's such a sad thing.
It's a sad thing.
It goes to GAA in football, it goes to Ireland, it goes to plasterers, it goes to tradesmen, it goes across the whole world, like the forgotten Irish, if they say. So the guys that went away and became tradesmen, the guys that went away and became footballers, and as you were saying there, it is the worst thing that always gets us is the drink.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a very lonely place in the world.
Fucking right it
is. I remember living in Canada, man, and I used to pop into the pub after work, and like it was getting to a habit where I was like, I was probably going to have a chat and a pint.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like I needed it, because it was like, and what I was else? Only playing 20 or something as well. Like, you know what I mean?
What like, else? Do you know what I mean?
I had to stop it, because I was saying, I'm a dipso now.
Little part, you know what I mean? Because that's the way I always say, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm just one of the boys. And like, so am I. I'm just one of the boys back home and stuff, but I'm still a bit different.
Well, of course.
I'm still a bit, and you always have to keep that. Like, I'm not like, I can't just go to the bar on a Friday afternoon.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Every week.
Not every week.
Do you know what I mean? You can go. You can definitely go and you can see the boys and you can go and have a drink with the boys.
Oh, well.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. No. But you know your place and know where you're supposed to be at that time. Do you know what I mean? There's times I'm meant to be in a gym on a Friday afternoon.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And then there's times that you deserve a little day off and do you know what I mean? And you have to have the balance that. Because if you don't balance it, then it's never going to be good. Any of it.
You need it.
Any of it's never going to be good. You're never going to enjoy going seeing the boys. You're never going to go and enjoy going to the gym. Do you know what I mean? If you don't have that break and know where you're supposed to be.
You need to have that, the frustration builds up. You know what I mean? Because I think even in fight camp, there's times where you need to take 2-3 days off.
Oh, yeah, and just go and chill and eat a bit of bad food and stuff.
It just builds you up again.
Do you know what I mean? Because then when you go back to the gym on Monday, then you're like, let's go. Do you know what I mean? And
I want it.
Gives you that. Do you know what I mean? And that's life, and you need to have the balance of it. And I feel like I get a good balance of that. I feel like that's one thing I do pretty well is balancing the both.
Good balance. Yeah, no, we don't see it as a sessioner. I wouldn't have you down as a sessioner.
No, never. Mm-hmm. No. So it is a be nice 2 weekends after the fight, and I'll probably not go out until Christmas. Fuck that.
The hangover. That's why I don't.
No, definitely not.
So
I'm
you
not.
Got to a stage, right? And kids don't do this at home, definitely not. But you were at a situation where you decided I can bounce from school.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How
this happened, right?
Yeah.
Explain that thing, because there is it would be a misconception where it's like,
I wanted to leave school, but I wasn't in a situation where I could leave.
Yeah.
Big Andy sitting there going, you're not moving.
But some kids like would say to me, look, but James left school.
Yeah.
And like, because people know your story.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's a different thing. And and the fight game overs now. James can, like, has the popularity as well to do stuff after fighting.
Yeah.
Where sometimes you can be a fighter.
Just be a fighter and it might work out.
You just have to say fighter, it doesn't.
And that's it. That's the risk that I took.
It's a risk, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? But
so how did that happen, like, with the conversation with Andy and all that? That is how you got it all.
I remember one time I was at school or something, and I was never good at school, never liked it. And I never studied, I never did any homework, I never did anything. But one time my ma said, she came to me, and you know what I mean? When your ma sits down, you do what your ma says to keep your ma happy. And I hated school, and she sat me down one day and she was like, I was doing mock exams, do you know what I mean, before the GCSEs. Mm-hmm. I never did my GCSEs, but we had mock exams, and I never studied for them, I just did them and I failed most of them, but I had a maths one, and my maths said to me, if I study every night for like 3 weeks until the exam was, she'll help me do it, and she goes, just do this one for her. So I was like, no problem, I'll sit and I'll do it for you. Do you know what I mean? And I sat down every night and I studied. I did the full hour every night with her. Did the work at school. I was like, I'm going to do this one for me, man. And I failed it. I failed the mock exam. And I was like, I'm not doing this. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
I was like, man, it's not for me or whatever. And then after that, it was just disheartening. And then after I failed that, I was like, I'm doing no work in this place.
Yeah.
So I used to sit in class and watch videos of fucking you and Gunny and Connor on Cage Warriors and stuff like this. And I used to just sit and watch them kind of videos because I was like, it's more beneficial to me than learning like, this kind of stuff.
You teach that and all that. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So then after a while, I was like getting into trouble in school and stuff. And I went back home and I was like, my man and dad, I was like, I want to leave. I want to just train. I don't want to do anything else. And my dad's like, well, how are you going to, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to get a future?
And this is the thing.
Do you know what I mean? What future is there, you know, like fighting? And I was like, I don't know. I can open up my own gym or something after a while or... Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, that was just thinking about how can I survive doing this? I don't care about anything else. I just want to do this. I don't care about making money. I don't care about doing that. I don't care about doing this because no one's in UFC. No one, do you know what I mean? There was
no one's making money at this point. No one. By the way, people were, so James not looking at guys saying, look at all the money over there that they're making. And it's great. And
people are broke. Do you know what I mean?
Parents are not seeing them like, right, yeah, it sounds because he's gonna be all right because he's like, it's not like it is now. Is
no,
it not at this time? So like, but you were still there.
Yeah, I was only 15, so it was at
the gnarly days. Yeah, you know,
and it was like you're coming to the gym, and not only was the fighters not making money, but John, who was running the gym,
the coaches weren't making money. He wasn't making any money.
He was, you know what I mean, just the boy covering overheads. The place was cold and stuff, but.
I remember that time, and that would have been the Longmore gym, and the city centre gym at the time, and it would have been like...
And you walked into the place, and from someone on the outside, you would have walked in, and the place was freezing, and we were trying to heat up underneath the little heater and all. But it was never like cold to us, do you know what I mean? It was never like, oh, I don't want to, That was heaven when you walked in that door, do you know what I mean? That was luxury.
Yeah, it really was, do you know what I mean?
And that's where I felt like I learnt most, in that little place,
Definitely, and we always refer back to that little place as well as, that's kind of a lot of what we've, built this place on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
This place like kind of like Longmoil, with a better paint job. Yeah, that's what I said, because it has the two floors. You're like, there's nothing better than hearing like upstairs.
Do you hear a good buzz going on?
You just know there's something going on. It's like drums or something over your head.
Yeah, it was deadly.
It creates that kind of like little compartments of people. You know what I mean?
So you can see me. Dad used to drive me up to Dublin. He would see this kind of little dingy spot.
I could see he's seen it.
Do you know what I mean?
I have to say, I've always had a height of respect for you. I was so well.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? He could see that. He's like, do you know what I mean? He could see it for what it is. He's like, do you know what I mean? There's
he's
a bunch
grafters
of yeah,
he's well.
Seen grafters, and he always respected that. But looking at his son going, I could just get him an education in school.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? And look after himself. But my dad was never, he's not about qualifications, because my dad, he doesn't really have any qualification, and he always amounted to something. Mm-hmm. He always did good for the community and always able to get by and give back.
I've read loads about your dad with the community and what he does up in his community. He's done loads for the community back in the day.
Do you know what I mean? And he's always that kind of fella, you know, that give back in the community. And he could see that I was kind of that. I could always pick the best out of the bad situations, you know what I mean? That's what I've always done. But then, like, my mom, she was like, do you know what I mean? I can't just let my son drop out of school.
As a parent, that's a scary one.
So then I was, like, send him, like, I want to leave school. And they're like, you're 15, do you know what I mean? It's illegal. You can't leave school. Like, the teachers won't allow you. So then I went back to school or whatever, and I was just at school doing the work, and they're getting phone calls every week. James is doing that. James is doing this. And they were telling me, just stop doing it. Do you know what I mean? They got off, tell me off. Because it was never working, do you know what I mean? I was just going to do what
you
I was doing.
On a personal protest. I'm breaking out of this motherfucker.
Something like that. We'll see what happens when I slash their cars.
That
would have been on my phone. The teachers would have... No, they tried to take your phone off. And I was like, mate, don't even try and take my phone.
I know some shit.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's... We'll be signed. I'm going to sit at the back of the classroom, not interfere with your class. Don't even tempt to take off my phone, do you know what I mean? I'm not giving you it, and it's not going to go down well. Like, do you know what I mean? I'll not cause any bother with you, but I'm not sticking to the rules. Do you know what I mean? Let me just do me thing, and I'm just chilling. I'm not doing no harm. And I've been just watching the videos in the class, and then they would have been bringing me my team just on his phone.
If this had been me on my phone, I would have been playing Snake.
Yeah.
Watching videos.
I was watching hilarious jiu-jitsu videos and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Doing this, and then I remember one time it was come up to Christmas, and I walked to school. My dad was away somewhere or something, and we had to walk to school in the fucking snow. My feet was soaking and all, but We had the best of crack, paint by throwing snowballs at the cars and all on the school buses and the way up.
School's a good crack like that as well. It's only when you look back at it, you're like, do you know what, that was handy.
That was unreal. Especially in the last couple of years. Do you know what I mean? The last 3 years where I got like good friends and we're just having the crack. Do you know what I mean? They passed us. We didn't want to be there.
And that is where you pick your friends up.
Oh, you know big mean? Time. Do you know what I mean?
So you made that decision. You bounced into like, right, I'm not going to compete for a while now because I've got to put the work in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to wait until you were over 18 as well.
Yeah, I had to wait. So I took when I was 15 until I was 18. I didn't fight. Barely. I was just competing in jiu-jitsu. So it was, but I remember that day I was walking to school. My feet was wet and I walked in. The teacher was like, "Oh, you have a homework to leave in." I was like, "Well, I don't got it. Like, I don't got the homework." She's like, "Well, you have to do this here." And it was a half day and no one does work in a half day of school. She's like, "Well, you have to do fucking write out like 500 lines or something." I was like, "I'm not doing that." And she started going mad, giving out to me. And I would never be like cheeky to the teachers.
You can tell by you, like, I'm not doing it.
Don't argue with me. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be cheeky. I don't want to cause no hassle. Yeah. I don't want to be, you know what I mean? Because you would have got people in school that just being cheeky to the teachers. And I hated that. I'd have been like, mate, go on, shut up.
Using teachers.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just shut up. Just telling you do your work. Do you know what I mean? Just tell you're not doing the work and that's that.
Just on that point, if you are kind of one of them lads and you think it's cool to, like, stand up in the class and throw your pencil me and James think you're a fucking
if you don't want to do your work, tell the teacher, I'm sorry, I don't want to do the work and that's that. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to be causing any trouble and that's that. Do you know what I mean? It's the best way to do it.
But guys make these big scenes, you know,
and it's stupid. It used to be just shut up,
so
mate,
continue,
you know,
on that story. Sorry, before I did, because the man's be ringing me, Paddy,
what are you doing?
You told him to stand up and tell the teacher to fuck off. Didn't.
You just be nice and be straight. And I was always straight and I was like, I'm not doing it. Do you know what I mean? And the teacher started being cheeky to me. And I was like, I'm not going to be cheeky. I'm not doing the work. And don't try and make me do something I don't want to do. I was like, I'm big enough. And I thought I was a man. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I'm my own man. I'm not going to do it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to do it. It's not for me. And that's that. And then she started going more cheeky. And I was like, here, to be honest with you, I'm gone. I'm walking out of here. I can't take this anymore. As well, we're not on the same level. I'm being nice to you. Like, you're not getting me mindset here. Says, I'm just chilling on my own. I'm going to watch a few videos on my phone. In the back of the classroom on my own, causing no problems to anyone. You're trying to get me this work. It's like, I'm not doing it. Do you know what I mean? I was all, stop roaring and shouting at me. Like, do you know what I mean? Just leave me be. So I'm not being cheeky with you. You don't need to be cheeky with me. She kept going on and on. I was like, I just turned me back there, lifted my bag and told all my friends, like, here boys, I'm never coming back in here again in my life. These people are not, I felt the teachers were stupid in a way. Do you know what I mean? They just wouldn't come down the a level away from the system. Do you know what I mean? There's
an ego amongst it as well, where it's like, now we understand if it's like telling you what to do when they're like, you're in front of a class and you know, it can get hectic, you know what I mean? Especially for teachers now. You'd say that's a hard job too, the idea of like
100%, but you have to be real.
At least if you're teaching jiu-jitsu or something and someone's like, yeah, you don't know how to do it, bounce,
yeah.
But in school they can't even say
they
that.
Can't say that.
They can't even abuse you because all of a sudden that you're screaming at them and then they say something to you.
Yeah. That's one thing I would always do, because you never, it's a lose-lose situation, so you never fight with the teachers, or I wouldn't get in that verbal battle, because I'm not that person.
Yeah.
If you come with verbal abuse, I'll go to you, you want a straightener?
Yeah.
And you'll get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll get it, and that's the way it is. If not, then fuck off, do you know what I mean? Don't come over and start shouting to me, and do you know what I mean? If you want a problem, let's sort it out, and that's the way I've always been, and I'm not going to get back and forward. I'll never be disrespectful to the teacher. There's no need to be.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They're doing their job and that's that, but just respect what I'm saying and I respect what you're saying and meet in the middle. But then you would have got teachers in there to be like, oh, you're going to live the dull life and because of the missed days, because it's away in Iceland training or something. I'd have been sitting back going, yous are going to eat all your words, you know what I mean?
That as well.
Yeah.
Now, listen, there is some teachers out there that have said that and 9 out of 10 are probably right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But like, they don't get to make that decision.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I will leave that.
Do you know what I mean? But I was on a different page. Do you know what I mean? Because I was being productive and I was thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't think outside the box to get where I was thinking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But that day, and the teacher was like, come back forward, and I said to my mates, I'm bouncing. And I just got up and walked home. So I did halfway through the class, just bounced straight out the front door, and I went back to my man. I was like, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? Back from school? Do you know what I mean? You're leaving. I was like, here, listen. I said, I can't be in that place no more. I was like, these teachers are just on my back. They're not seeing my picture. They just don't get that school's not for everyone. I says, what I'm doing now is something that I love, and I'm going to be the best at it. And I says, I'll promise you that I'll put in everything I've got to become the best at this. And I says, and I don't know what the best can bring me. I says, because we just don't know that yet.
No,
do you know what I mean? It's a growing thing, and no one knows that. And I says, I don't got like a final picture, but I know I'm going to be the best. And I says, if you see me not putting in enough work to become the best, you can just pull me straight back out and put me back into school. I says, because I can go back to school anytime.
Yeah.
I can drop today and go back to school. I can go back to college and get an education.
And you could be anything you wanted to be.
Do you know what I mean?
As I say, you're 21, yeah, you can still do what you want to do.
I can still do that, but I can't get all them years back of training
especially in
the gym.
Youth, and especially at that time, you landed at a good time,
where you know what I mean? Was solid, coming up.
And everyone was coming up together. And there was that pace of guys that had been training for 5-6 years.
Exactly, do you know what I mean? You were only training, what, 5-6 years?
Five or six years, dude, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you were just breaking through to that next level, yeah. And I was just at the start.
And it was coming.
So I could, do you know what I mean?
Thing is, that's happening all over again.
Yeah, it's reverse happening again. Because I'm the fella now that has the years that you had.
Exactly, and even back then, I think only now is a new generation of because no one would have even known then that what was what, you know what I mean? Now, but like, you moved in, so you moved down to Dublin, you moved in with John.
Yeah.
So you're living with your coach now, you moved in. That
so I remember.
A weird situation as well, and it's all like, you're in Dublin now, it's like.
Yeah, because John always, he just said to me, because I was coming down, my dad used to drive me down after school on a Tuesday and Thursday, because that was always the best days.
Thursday was an animal.
Yeah, but I would never get home till like 3 in the morning. Because it's obviously 4 hours back home drive. And then I would be up at 6 to go to Derry. To train with Martin McLaughlin in Derry. So it is because I was training with him when during the days that I wasn't in Dublin. But he was back up home. And so I used to get up before school and go train there after being up all night travelling. So then I would have landed to school half an hour late because I was training. And I was tired and sleep deprived. And then I went to school and I was obviously didn't want to be there, and then after school I would have went to somewhere else and trained anywhere I could, just up home, anywhere around it, had a jiu-jitsu class or something. I would have went there that night.
Was Matt's on the floor, give us a shot.
Yeah, give us a shot, you know what I mean? Anyone at all. And there was a few fellas, Aaron Devlin and stuff as well, back home. He was like in jiu-jitsu, and we're all just bouncing together and getting any training we could.
Just keep in
any training at all. Like, oh, do you do a bit? Like, let's meet up and train no matter what size you were. And that's just the way it was. Anything I could get. So then I was always just like sleep deprived at school and stuff. And then getting up the next morning, going train before school again and stuff like that. And then John was like, oh, you can just come down and stay with me anytime you want. So then it happened like a gradual kind of thing. I would have been like, oh, is it cool to come down there?
When you get with your mates, do you want to stay for the night?
Yeah. Like,
do you fucking live here after about 3 weeks?
And then the next time, then I text him and I was like, all right, come down for the week. And then I was there and he's like, oh, no problem. And all. And then I was like, I've just quit school. And he looked at me and he's like, what do you mean you've just quit school? I was like, well, I've just left. I'm not going back. And he's like, so what are you going to do? I was like, Jiu-jitsu.
What, Williams? Yeah. Wait, what are you gonna do?
Jiu-jitsu. And he's just looking at me. He's like, you can't just leave school. And I was like, I just have. And on then I was like, the next week. Then I was like, all right, to come down for the week, train this week. I was like, yeah, no problem. And then before I know it, I was just down every week. I kind of just wormed my way into his apartment.
Infestation.
And then I lived with John then. For about, I think it was about 2.5 years I lived with John.
Up to 15 until I was 18. Yeah, but a long mile years.
Yeah,
as well,
so it was 15 until I was 18. Until I started earning a few quid to get my own spot. And then I moved next door then.
Just in case.
I moved next door to him. And then he moved as well. He moved then away again. And then I moved up beside him again. So I'm following him around.
So say, you know, them 3 years before that, the 3 years in between that, They were graft. They were jiu-jitsu, the world tournaments. The idea of putting the graft in and getting the skill.
Competing every week.
California, so and stuff like that.
You going to travel to California, traveling to England.
Remember you going out with your mum that time? And
yeah, out to California, and then every other week, then every second week, me and my mum and dad would have went to London, we would have been going to Birmingham, trying to just get all these competitions
in. Training and bouncing around some gyms and doing some...
Training and like that there. And them few years is probably, now when I look back, is probably the best years of my life.
That's the development.
I was traveling with me, man. Yeah, that's the apprenticeship.
That's the apprenticeship.
And that's the bit that people don't see. People are just seeing me now and going, oh, this is this young lad who's 7-0 as a professional.
Yeah.
They don't see the 18 amateur fights that I've got. They don't see the hundreds of jiu-jitsu competitions.
So when you get to 18, right, all of that work from 13 that we've covered there, you're at 18 now, so... Even then, you're like at the pinnacle of your world. You're like, right, this is my big chance. I've put all of this work and I've made it. The boys in the gym are looking at me. John's looking at me. My man and dad are looking at me. The school teachers are looking at me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So even then, you had that little eye.
Do you know what I mean? And that's the bit people don't see and stuff like that. They just see what's happened in the last 2 years. Which is fucking huge.
Yeah, it's
huge. It's probably more known about what happened in the last 2 years than what I've done in the last since I've started out training.
That's one of the main reasons I wanted to get you on here, because I knew that other people don't see that other side of it, all that, what goes into the graft. So, fuck all the superstardom and the riches and all.
The last 2 years, you could wipe that out. And I still, to myself and what people know about me, is I've done probably more... on the up until the last 2 years than I have done in the last 2 years. You know what I mean? I still haven't 100%. Achieved as much in the last 2 years, which everyone knows about, than I have since I've been 15. Do you know what I mean? See that bit from 15 until I was 18? The amount of the stuff that I've done in them period of time, and I feel like that's why I got to the stage that I'm at, is because I feel like you get back what you put in. And that's how I, no matter what it is and no matter what it is, but I feel like them years of hard work traveling around, and not only years of hard work that I done, but the years of hard work that my family has put into me.
My mom and dad have done.
They've worked
thousands of hours.
Yeah, but they used to work.
They've put in more work sometimes than some fighters have put in.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Just so they could pay for me to go to a competition in Birmingham
and Iceland.
Do you know what I mean? Because I wasn't earning no money. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't getting a penny.
If your man and dad broke, don't leave school.
It's not only that, because my man and dad didn't have any money.
And they had to work their ass off too.
What they did is my dad used to work extra shifts, drive a taxi, used to work all night long. All night would have been working Christmas Day.
Is it good being able to pay them back a little bit now?
It's unbelievable, do you know what I mean? I'm on a lot of debt to them.
We got a few points.
I think if I went and fucking... fought for the money Conor was fighting for, I would still wouldn't be able to pay them back.
I remember doing your corner one time. I covered for John because John was away.
At
that time, and you were fighting Janderson or
Castro.
Now, I remember being in the dressing room. Well, in the smoking area, you want me?
Yeah, do you remember
smoking.
That?
we were warming up in the smoking area or something like that. And I remember saying to you, and I could even hear you all along, I'm gonna kill him, I'm gonna smoke him. And I remember thinking to myself, look, I've seen this guy fighting Castro. This guy's fucking tough.
Huge. I waited. I was even a bit sick that day. I had the flu. I wasn't 100% that day.
You remember even saying that? This is going to be a test today. Because I knew it. This guy fights down.
It was like 66 kilo fighting.
And he's still going around. He's still around now.
Oh, yeah. He's good, around.
He's professional now and stuff like that as well.
But I was like...
Even my guy said to me... Sorry, cutting you off.
My
guy said to me about like, wow, when someone puts on James, what's he going to be like? How's he going to react? And I'm like... I've seen that happening.
Yeah.
And I've seen a guy doing it that can do it. And he put it on you that day, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
was
got your shots. He caught
couldn't
you.
Couldn't breathe. Winded.
Catching a body shot. And but there was no... You weren't fading in there. That's where I was like... Well, it's in there for you. You know what I mean?
Big time.
And then,
you
whipped in the old... footlock.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
That time you were
good at the footlock.
Now everybody's got a footlock, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's mad because you are binging everybody.
Yeah, everyone with it,
and it was just a straight footlock.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a nightmare. No, like, oh, we'll get out.
Bang!
When gone. He got it on his foot, he was like the original Richie. You are, you know,
no, Richie's took it over. He's advanced it.
Yeah, he. That's someone's like footlocks me.
I used to torture him with it. Now if I touch him, he just tangles me up in all these complicated ones. I'm like, fuck that.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I'll just pass guard.
So, That yeah. had to be a hard little road to get through, you know what I mean? That's tough on its own.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But I've always had that, do you know what I mean? Since I was a kid, do you know what I mean? I was 7, 8 years old and I was out fighting with people who were 15, 16. Do you know what I mean? Just in the street and stuff.
And that was a little chubby James.
Yeah, a little fat poo.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what I mean? But that's what bits people don't know about me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? People just see, oh, you're living this life or whatever. And I'm like, I'm living this life, but I also live that life.
Yeah, James was all doing this before Instagram was kind of a
thing. Do you know what I mean? And that's, yeah.
But that is the thing. And that's as I said, a huge part of it. When James comes on, a lot of people are going to see that other side of it.
Yeah.
So when obviously, I won't say your style is like Connor's, you know what I mean? But people don't realise as well that Connor was in, like, there's guys that have never met Connor in their life, and that's who they are. Do you know what I mean? Even fighters, you get guys that coming out with like pasting on tattoos and stuff like that. It's fucking cringy.
Yeah.
Where to you, you're like a 14 or 15-year-old in a room while this guy was doing this stuff he was doing, so there's definitely going to be similarities.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
as from
I'm
everyone.
Trying to look at it, I'm trying to find the word for it. What would the word be for it? Like, you know when you admire someone?
Idol.
Idol. They're kind of like your idol, yeah. So your idol, this idol just happened to be in the room. Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's definitely going to be similarities in...
Not only that, when you look... when you surround yourself with people... when you're like 13, 14, there, everyone's just like, you remember it used to be like we used to go train and go and eat together and everyone just spent the day kind of together. Yes. We never left the gym and we went to Iceland, we're living together and stuff. But when you're just...
Was on it.
Yeah, it was some crack.
Tell anybody about what we've done in Iceland. Because you were young then. Iceland was a mad.
But do you know what I mean? We're all just together and we're on that half together.
And even words that you use, you know, when you're around like your brother and sisters and stuff like that and they say so whatever,
do you know what I mean?
I'm going to be around my brother.
But you say the same clicks words in, do you know what I mean?
And
it just everything words. Just clicks in. And that's just, and I'm like that kind of outgoing, and I used, back then I was worse, I was like cocky, like, do you know what I mean? I was just obviously ran around. I grew up in Carton Drive and back home. And you out and you were against yourself, do you know what I mean? If you couldn't handle yourself and have a wit and being able to verbally get off with someone, you're going to get bullied around the place and you're going to get dragged around. And
probably get your bollocks knocked in.
And that's how you, do you know what I mean? And then when you're with people, who obviously you and Connor and stuff, if you can't do that around you fellas, you're getting hammered as well. Yeah, do you know what I mean? You're getting boom. And me from being up the north as well, I got the hogs abuse in that gap.
You couldn't look at yourself in that gap.
I was fucked, you know what I mean? So if I couldn't stand up.
It was actually
up.
Me that moved out in the end.
Yeah, fatty bones before I did.
Nightman, I'm getting ready for a fight. I was like night walkers or something they were. I'm bouncing.
There was a lotus, there was about 10 us in the gaff, and then before they know it, then there was down to the last three. Everyone.
3 o'clock in the morning, the boys would be boom. They were three walkers. Then obviously you got to see all of that as well, because then you came, you done my corner in Dublin.
In Dublin, see, that was mad.
I remember seeing you as a youth like that, and what my little mission was to train, let everybody see
what it was like.
Do you know
like?
Who did it with you as well? I'm so glad that I was able to do that for. Clive Storm.
Yeah, he was in the corner.
Clive would have been the guy that came up.
But that was the opposite way around, because he was the kind of guy who was like, did it?
Yes.
And then now he was at the end and didn't get to see what it was like.
I remember looking up to Clive and I was like, this is great. This is
so it was like kind of the opposite. So me, I was getting to see it for what's ahead. And he kind of got, because it wasn't around when he was, you know what I mean? It wasn't, the opportunities weren't the same when he was coming up. So then he got from the flip side, like this could have kind of happened, do you know what I mean? Which was like the kind of, and then John, who was the coach,
in the middle of it,
do you know what I mean?
He was
in the middle,
he
was only coming in. That was some experience, wasn't it?
It was mad, wasn't it?
That was the maddest.
To be there at that moment, even when people talk about it now, because you look at that moment,
you couldn't even hear,
you're looking out at it,
you couldn't even hear anything.
That was it. And you know, the thing is, one of them things that'll probably only get bigger in time, it's getting bigger
in that little video and stuff.
In your head, it's like, no, that was 70,000 people there.
Yeah. It sounded like it though, didn't it?
It did sound. You couldn't hear yourself. Think you could.
It would have been at the match at the weekend, there wasn't a noise like that.
No.
And there was like, 85,000 people.
But there wasn't a Dublin squad.
Yeah.
They did score. So in their crowd, it was pretty quiet, man.
Do you know what I mean? But even the 80,000 people couldn't have generated the noise of the 10,000 people that used bra.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I remember the Lewis's and all, like, looking out the window, this is going to be mad.
Nuts. Remember in the hotel, because your hotel room, you could just see across it.
I was just looking at it, like, for days.
Some crack, though, isn't it?
Some mad crack. Yeah, fucking scary as shit.
You're looking back.
We had 40 and a half or something as well, and I was rolling out my back and all. I was like, right, this better all hold together. This doesn't work. It's fucking, you're all forced. I'm like, fuck. Fast forward there. Now, when you got your contract with Bellator, and you got your contract with Bellator, I won't say it was like that was, it wasn't as popular as it is now.
No.
You need to be a Bellator fighter. Yeah, so when you're a Bellator fighter, you signed in, you and Scott Croker, are linking together and making ideas.
It was kind of the first. Now, yeah, it's big, you know what I mean? Bellator's big in the Europe, but then I was like the first European kind of guy.
Yeah, and to be right, and be right up as well. Like,
and it was I was 3-0, so was it just fought in Bama. Then after Bama, then I was just like kind of was floating around in my thing, and then I just got the contract, and I was like, what the fuck's this about? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I was like, give me that. And they just looked at the thing and was like, you want pay now to do this? Do you know what I mean? Proper pay. Like,
proper pay.
And I was like, all right. Do you know what I mean? So I think I was only turned 18. I was 18 and I think I was just coming 19 or something like that. I was like, all right, let's do it. Do you know what I mean? And I bit the bullet, signed the contract, got it done, and I never looked back. Do you know what I mean? I was just took the bull by the horns and was like, I'm going to put everything I've got into this. Do you know what I mean? Not only that I didn't do that, and I always had the outlook. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to be a world champion. I'm going to do this. But now this was my chance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This was my chance. I remember I sat down with my man Dan on. It was just the three of us sitting there, and I was like, this is real now. Like, this is, do you remember, like, I always dreamed of when I was at school saying, imagine the day we get down and sit that contract down and I get to sign it. And it's real, it's mad, because it's not like, it's actually not what you think it's going to be like.
It's
surreal in a way, but it's normal. Do you know what I mean? It's not like a big pedestal that you
think it's going to be like a celebration.
And it's not. It's, no one look at it, it's, you wake up the next day, oh, congratulations, you know what I mean? And you go back to the gym and it's, let's go to work. Do you know what I mean? Life goes on.
It goes on.
So, and that's the pinnacle. Do you know what I mean? Then you go, I won my debut. I had the fucking, you know what I mean, time of my life. My whole family came over. Do you know what I mean? It was a big moment. Everyone, the flag's gone. Had the time of your life. Then the next day, obviously, I didn't sleep that night at all.
Yeah.
Me and Kiefer was there.
Weird.
Yeah, and we're just sitting in the hotel room looking at each other after, going, wow. Because we didn't even go out. Or nothing after.
You
can't even go out.
You
just,
after,
you? We were gone, but we were just sitting there, and it was about 4 a.m. And it was just, we were in the changing room. It was GSP. He was like on, like his teammate was on. He was warming his teammate up. John McCarthy, Big John, came in, who I'm actually good friends with now. Do you know what I mean? But then he was just, that was Big John. He refereed the UFC fight, the first
Big
UFC.
John McCarthy.
Do you know what I mean?
What the fuck?
And we were just sitting there looking at each other, going, like, wow. That's mad, you know what I mean? Like, this is,
imagine little fires like that would, like, where Kiefer even sitting there, would, that's why he would have, that, like, not that you're not rolled in, but now you're like, it's even more, it's like, it works.
You know what I mean? Everything we done, like, just played off and it worked.
It works.
It's like the blue, you know what I mean? The blueprint, I actually, like, oh, like, keep doing this.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I've accomplished this. It's like, no. Look how small that little bit's got me to here. And then after the win, it's not like, oh, I've won, happy days. It's like, let's keep fucking going, though.
Yeah.
Imagine how big this can get.
Can go, like, that's what I said, hold on to that rocky, you know what I mean? And it still goes. I'm going to go teaching at 12, but we've got to go 10 minutes yet. So, what's that? TWLV, Fair Play to
you. Yeah, I'll tell you. Hey, wait, I got one on my wrist as well.
Yeah.
TWLV. The red.
He was happy as lad. He would have cried if he didn't get one of them. Fair Play to you, boys.
Crackers are, they've sent me a couple of them as well. Yeah.
Dublin,
I should have had it on today.
Upside down, wrong hand.
Yeah,
Dublin company as well.
Is it?
Yeah, they make all the parts in Ireland.
Are they the boys that won the Sam Maguire 4 times?
It's the Dubs.
The Dubs,
yeah.
Is that Tron you're speaking about?
Back in the day, some elf was still sitting on the pub with his fist and the shape of it is on the pub. Bollocks! Of all the times that he said bollocks. So,
no,
they getting to the, I won't say the fall, but was it that bad?
No.
Wow.
I woke up the next day and when I went over there and, do you know what I mean? But
and you fought a tough kid there. Like, he was a tough little motherfucker.
He was 10 and 1.
Him. I see he's hungry for it. You looked at him and he stepped up because you know then, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to fight. He's
I knew he was going to fight. Everyone was like, I think a lot of people underestimated him more than I underestimated him. I didn't go in there underestimating him. I wasn't then fully prepared.
He was an alley dog, you could tell by him, you know what I mean?
And you see, he was going, he wasn't, do you know what I mean? He was going to the death.
Yeah, 100%. He was fighting for his
he was
kid,
fighting, and I said that beforehand.
Yeah,
100%. And I was like, I knew he's a dangerous opponent, and I went in there fully prepared. And I know exactly what went wrong. Do you know what I mean? I know how he beat me. I know what I did wrong for him to beat me. And I know what to do to fix it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm happy with that.
The first shot you got caught with, because I was trying to figure it out, looked like kind of stung you a little tiny bit, but then definitely the second shot, I think, was it. And it's like, what a weird fucking shot to get caught with, what?
Yeah.
And trust me, I know as well, because it's like, at that time when you get hit, you're like, shit. And the last thing you need to do is get fucking hit really
again.
Let alone better than the first shot.
The first one, he kind of like caught a kick, I think, and he clipped me.
Yeah, it was kind of a sting. Like.
Yeah, and I went down. So, but I bounced back up and I was like clear headed. I was like grand. And then I was kind of in the pocket again. If you look, I thought he was going to fire a hook. And then with my gloves, this is not enough.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No.
So I went like that. No, they catch it.
Yeah, they kind of
they catch the shot. And I was kind of like this. And he just came in and went bang. Straight there
in
the
like
side of the ear. No, this is a right hand first.
Okay.
He hit me with the right hand straight to the ear.
Don't look at
the fucking ear. Paddy, you see the side kick? I didn't know I got caught with that until I watched the video. Until I watched the video, I was on my feet, and he looked, and I was gone. And he side kicked me. I kind of shot in a little bit, and then he came in on the floor. But you see, after that right hand, I don't remember. I remember waking up because I didn't go to sleep.
That little moment just goes.
I did. I woke up. I came around in the dressing room. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to get a medical," and they're like, "You just got your medical." Like, all right, do you know what I mean? I was caught out cold, do you know what I mean? And that was gone.
You have to say, man, balls like a Bengali tiger on you. You took it on the chin, and you know what? You took it really, really well. I have to say, like, there's no doubt at the start you were a bit frustrated with it. Like,
that's what got me is a mindset. You know, and even though when I come out to me fights, I'm always like, do you know what I mean? I always get up in the fella's face. I always speak and say it is, because when you do that and you win, that's a big, big rise.
It's
a big rise. You know what I mean? Everyone goes, he went out there, talk to talk, and he walked the walk. This time I didn't do. But if I had have done it, I would have went boom.
But even that, I think your stock rose as well. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it's important that people do see the idea that you wouldn't know who James was, and the reason why you don't know who his opponent is because, not that his opponent doesn't talk the way James talks, but it is a show as well.
But people are scared of a big fall, so they don't want to talk a big talk in case they fall, because it's a lot bigger.
And then it's like,
if I'd have kept quiet and I got beat the way I got beat, it wouldn't have been as bad. I wouldn't have had as many people coming on giving me messages and so.
The stock rises.
As well, do you know what I mean?
Either way,
so it is. But I'm not scared of a big fall because it's not. I have nothing to fall off from.
You're not stupid. You know
do you know what I mean?
You can't. It's not boxing. It's not something. You cannot go unbeaten.
Yeah. It's just the way it is.
You know
but
what I mean?
The thing that beat me is, you look at me other fights, I always walk up into their face and I always do the same thing, and I always will. But I never get emotionally invested in it myself.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So it is, but this time I got caught up in it myself, and I wanted to go in there. I was like, I'm going to go in there and have a knock, kill him. And if you look at the first couple of minutes, I was like back in, I was picking it out, and I was like in and out, not getting caught with the shots. Then after a while, I got, I'm just going to stand here. Do you know what I mean? I don't care. He hits me. He hit me once. I remember he caught me straight up the mouth with a straight right hand. It was clean as a lick, and it was nothing. I was like, this is nothing. I'm staying in here.
Yeah.
And then he caught me the right shot. And I was gone. Do you know what I mean? So if someone hits you a clean right and you're like, this is nothing, but then he just catches you in the
this
right
is
place.
What I was saying to you, like, hasn't it? You get hit, you're like, yeah, that was hard. The last thing you need to do was get hit with a better shot.
Do you know what I mean?
But your bell's already ringing. Like.
And for folks, I mean, he stayed calm. He stayed calm.
Yeah.
He didn't
need that. I give him that.
He stayed calm, and maybe that's why I got more and more. Do you know what I mean? Because I've never experienced that. I've always stayed calm and made people get angry at me, go, this little bollocks in here talking all this shit, and then I'm just sitting there, you know what I mean? Like the little annoying fella at school, he throws him like a, no, throw stuff at you.
And you can see the swear, and then
he never gets caught. So it is, that's how I feel when I'm in fighting. I'm just that little annoying fella, winds them all up, and then they always get over. You know what I mean? Because they're all older, you know what I mean? So they're all like 30 and stuff, do you know what I mean? And I'm that little young fella coming in and just pestering and pestering them, getting them to fire from the fences, and then I'm in and out because I'm still calm.
Definitely.
But that time I didn't stay calm, I stayed in the pocket. I got aggressive, he caught me, I got angry. Do you know what I mean? Which there's no room for anger and fighting. There's no room for aggressive. There's no room for being angry because there's nothing to be angry about. And there's thinking man's sport. And I should see what I'm best at. I'm usually being out tricking people, outsmarting people. And that's not what I did. I went up for a fight and I got a fight and I got clipped and got put away.
I think you're grappling. I think when you hit people which are grappling, they don't know how good it actually is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like James is fucking... top of my, anytime I ever see you rolling with someone on a picture going up, I can nearly see that face where they're like, he's fucking good. Because, you know, you're heavier than you look when you're on top.
And you're a lot stronger.
You're a lot stronger than you look when you're on top. So it is, but, and your understanding of it is from a youth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, big time. Because I think it's, I simplified it. Rather than going, you see, like, there's people, you'll be a bit like this here as well. You've got a mind where you can, like, do 10 million different, you're good at, like, you can, like, triangle, I can switch to this, I can do to that. Do you know what I mean? You've got all these different, where I'm not really, like, my mind, like, it gets, like, confused when I get so much information. So I'm more like, I'll just, like, kind of get this position and see what happens for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is where, like, you ever see, like, Lee Hammond, like, fucking one of the fucking best grapplers I've ever rolled with. He's got, like, he'll do this, he'll do that, he's got systems, and he's got, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, do you know what I mean? Is where I've just got, I go in, and then I just put the pressure on, and see what way you'll go from it, and then I'll put another pressure on, and I'll just go, and go, and go, and, like, kind of smother,
try and eat them,
do you know what I mean? Get tighter, and tighter, and tighter, and people just don't, like, there's some people that, they just can't, it's different to react to, because they're more used to people putting on systems, do you know what I mean? And that's just,
it's like that gunny pressure.
Yeah,
like
it's kind of like that.
Kind of slide pressure. Someone hit me with a bleeding guard pass the other day. Never seen it in my life, but it was just like the glacier pass, man. And I'm telling you now, wow, man, it was savage.
Yeah, the like, pressure for me.
I haven't got so hit with someone jiu-jitsu in a while. Where, not that I hadn't seen it. I'm like, what was that? I had a million different questions.
Yeah.
Like a new guy all over again.
Yeah, it's deadly when that happens, isn't it? And that's why I always feel like when you can do a pressure... the moves that will, if you can do that right first, then it's going to be simple. And that's why I feel like I get everyone's back so often, is because the pressure gives the back. And then also I need to know is a rear neck choke, do you know what I mean? I haven't done an arm bar in years. Because if just,
book box.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
In MMA, get top,
no bottom, do you know what I mean? And I learned that the hard way a few times, get me head punched in.
So anybody who ever say that, they don't go on bum. Don't go on bum.
A few smacks of the head, you'll get that sorted out.
So I watch James. It's been like, and it's hard to believe that you're still only fucking 21. You know what I mean? But I think this is the side of you that a lot of people don't see.
Yeah.
And it's like it's always the side of ever saying this. Yeah. So people say it to me, look, because it's the way it works.
It's because of who I am.
You know what I mean? Like the way people come up to you and say, "Isn't Paddy Hulahan's beard so awesome?" People say, "James." Jay's like, is he like that in real life? Is he like that? Like, you know, and it kind of reminds me of the Conor thing as well, because people are like, it's kind of like that in real life. Yeah. But now it's you as well.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, if you met James, like, you know what I mean? He's a great guy.
Yeah, no, but people don't realise that when you go into a fight or whatever, and the way I look at it, you have to get, I'm going to kill that person in front of me.
And you've got to put shield up.
And then it's like, he's there to take away everything I've always dreamed of. That's a man who's trying to do something to me. Do you know what I mean? He's trying to hurt me. He's trying to take away everything that I've always dreamed of. So I'm not going to be... He's not my friend. He's there to take something that I want, and he's there to get in the way of it, and he's there to get it. And I'm getting it first, and he's not getting in the way, so I have to get him out of the way and then go. Do you know what I mean? So if someone came to rob your house, Do you know what I mean? Are you going to just sit there and be like, oh, no, I mean, science, sure, we'll, no, I mean, we'll go and sort that out. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You can take your bit and,
it,
and no. That's it. No
you're
chance.
Right.
I'm going to kill that fella. After it, after it, do you know what I mean? If he robs my house or I rob his, after it's done, then we can sort it out. Do you know what I mean? But in the meantime, he's there to take away my dreams. And no, I'm not going to be nice to any man who's trying to take away my dreams.
Yeah, I won't prod you too much. Yeah. That was episode 42. That was episode 42 of No Shame. Make sure you download the Lemur app. Follow me on the Lemur app. You can ask me some questions. And if you have any questions for James that you might want to say,
send them on. I'll get you an answer.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to say to me, then.
No, I think that's it.
We've loads of jiu-jitsu to be teaching me. Yeah. James, thank you for
nice
on,
one, buddy. Appreciate it, bro.
Man.
It's good to be
Look
on.
Look after yourself. Tune in. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share.